أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربي زدني علما, ربي زدني علما, ربي زدني علما. All thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us this great wealth of iman. Allah ta'ala keep us with iman. Allah ta'ala take us away from this dunya with iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala raise us with perfect iman. And we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us the tawfiq and the ability of reading our Asr Salah with Jamaat. Allah ta'ala give us all the ability, tawfiq, to perform all our Salah with Takbir al-Ula. That is, when the Imam starts his Salah, then we will also join Salah from then. We will read the Salah for 40 days with Jamaat and Takbir al-Ula. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will give them two gifts. One, Allah ta'ala will protect them from nifaq, and the other, Allah ta'ala will grant them Jannah. So like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here to sit for a little while for the fikr of deen. So no person will come on their own accord, but that Allah ta'ala will look at them 70 times with the nazar of rahmah, the gaze of rahmah, the gaze of mercy. So like this, we have to understand that we have to spend our time correctly. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. From the time we are small, we are reading this kalima. We go to the maktab, we even learn the meaning. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. But behind these words is an objective. That la ilaha illallah, we have to bring about the correct yaqeen. We have to remove the incorrect yaqeen that a person has placed his trust and dependence on, and put the total trust, total reliance only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That la ilaha illallah, nothing can harm, nothing can benefit besides the will and order of Allah. Every condition is in the control of Allah. Every condition is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is from Allah, death is from Allah. The power to give life after death is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day comes by the order of Allah. The night comes by the order of Allah. The rain comes from the order of Allah. The withholding of the rains comes from only Allah. Allah ta'ala can do with the means, without the means, and against the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was thrown in the fire, then that fire that has the quality of burning did not burn even one strand on the body of Ibrahim alayhi salam. But they say that the rope with which his hands and feet were tied, that got burnt. And Allah ta'ala made the fire a place of salamat, a place of peacefulness for Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to slaughter his son, then that knife that has the power of cutting, Allah ta'ala removed the knife, the power of cutting from the knife. So everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, that water that opened up and saved the Bani Israel, that same water was the water that destroyed Pharaoh and his army. So everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to speak about Allah, the greatness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. So the more we will speak about Allah, the more our yaqeen on Allah ta'ala will get made. Said that before the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abraha had come with his, from Yemen, had come with the army of elephants to destroy Baytullah. But Allah ta'ala did not use or call upon the superpowers of that time. Do not call upon the Romans or the Persians to destroy the army of Abraha. But Allah ta'ala used the ababil, the birds, that in their beaks and in their feet, that they had small pebbles. And Allah by His Qudrat made that the means of destroying the mighty army of elephants. So we have to speak about Allah, the greatness of Allah, the Qudrat of Allah. If we are not speaking about Allah, then we should be listening to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, everything else will be inviting us towards ghayrullah, that is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, this tells us that we have to give da'wah 25 times every day about Allah. and whoever recite this kalima 100 times daily on the day of Qiyamah, their face will shine like the full moon. And the objective of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is how we can bring about the correction in our way of life. Today a new fashion comes out, new technology comes out, and a day later or sometimes the same day it's out of fashion. The technology is outdated. But we have to bring yaqeen on today lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala himself refers to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as uswatun hasana, the perfect example. Everything has been shown to us in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we should eat, how we should sleep, how we should conduct our businesses, our muamalat, our social dealings, our muasharat. Everything has been shown to us. Even when a person is in the throes of death, in sakarat, that how we should face the person towards the qibla, and the people around that person should be reciting the kalima, make the king. And not only that, when a person dies, then even after that, how we should give the ghusl, wrap the person in the kafan, and the janazah salah, and how we should bury the person. Everything from start to end. So we have to bring one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnahs of eating, the sunnahs of sleeping, the sunnahs of relieving ourselves, the sunnahs of every aspect of our life. And we have to give da'wah towards the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's no other Nabi to come. But the responsibility of this deen has been given to you and me. Every ummati, the men in the summat, the women in the summat, and the children in the summat, everyone has been made responsible for this deen. So inshallah now, our istima'ah has started, so we should start from Asr till Ishraq tomorrow, inshallah. So we should spend our time in the amals of hidayat. Dawat ila Allah, giving dawat, or listening to dawat. Zikr and ibadat, it's a mubarak time after Asr. It's a Friday also, we should complete all our askar. The minimum 100 times third kalima, 100 times durood sharif, 100 times istighfar. And also our, for the hafiz of Quran, minimum 3 paras tilawat every day and 1 para for the non-hafiz. And we should spend this time, inshallah, in dua, asking for our needs and asking for our hidayat and the hidayat of mankind, inshallah. We'll all do this, inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.